Full Metal Jackie on the show with us this week, the one and only Phil Demmel. How are you? You like that intro?
Yeah.
The one and only.
I am the one and only now. I had an Uncle Phil, but he's passed away. So I
guess you are the one
and only right now. Yeah.
Do you ever look up on Facebook to see if there's other Phil Demmels and say, hey, find any long lost relatives?
I haven't done that. I spent enough time on that just, you know, wasting other time than doing that. Now I'll probably go do that later, though. Thanks for that.
So let's talk about the permanent decay. It's something that you wrote several years ago. What made that song something that you couldn't leave unfinished?
I don't know. There was something about it that I was about to embark on this clinic tour, and I was going to play it. Me and Dave McLean recorded some stuff, and I wrote like a 10-minute medley of a bunch of Machine Head riffs that I had written, and I blended them into one song to kind of jam over in these clinics going from song to song. And then Dave kind of reminded me of it. Hey, we got that, you know, what about that one tune? And he brought it up, and we went in and recorded it with Juan Ortiaga, and I played at the clinics, and it was fun, and people were digging it. They were like, wow, you know, it's slamming tunes. So I got home and thought about putting some vocals over it, and Marta, my wife, plays in a band called Bleeding Through, and her singer, Brandon, kind of fit exactly what I was looking for this. It had kind of a big chorus that I wanted to hook in, but also I wanted brutal, kind of a thrashy tune, so I wanted to have some brutal verses going on too. He fit the bill, and he wrote all the lyrics and did all the phrasing and killed it, and I loved what he did. And me and Ellison, Dave Ellison from Megadeth, of course, had spoken a year ago at NAMM after we did this Metal Allegiance gig about doing a side project and something me and him and Andreas really clicked when we did a couple separate tour covers, and like, man, this is something that we'd like to continue doing. So I reached out to him, and he was excited to throw some bass down on it, and there we go, we had a tune, decided to release it, see what the hell happened.
Phil Demmel is my guest on the show tonight. Let's check out a track from Echoes of Reckoning, The Permanent Decay. It's Full Metal Jackie, guitarist Phil Demmel on the show with us tonight. And Phil, Echoes of Reckoning is a unified way for you to release individual songs without being confined to a specific genre or style. As a musician, at this point in your life, why is having that creative freedom so important to you?
Well, I just think at this stage, as I'm transitioning from things and I've got so much going on, I wanted something that I could have this outlet. It's just, I think that it's not really important. It's just more of this luxury that I have, that I'm able to do this and have the studio at the house and have so many friends that are willing to jam and lend their stuff. You know, I have all this music in my head that, like you said, you just described it perfectly. You know, I've been calling it this umbrella that, you know, it's just going to cover all of my music endeavors, no matter what they are. They could be acoustic, they could be rock, they could be thrash, they could be, you know, they're not going to be any country, but there's going to be some pretty cool stuff in there, all really eclectic. And having that now, especially with the way technology is and with all the streaming services and everything so digital, it's pretty easy to do. So this is one outlet to do this. This Permanent Decay lineup, even though that is, it is an Echoes of Reckoning release, will be, you know, we're talking about, you know, writing a record together and having maybe adding a guitar player and writing a record under that. So it's having all these things going. I've got so many things going. We're signing a deal for this record I did with Bobby Blitz and Mike Portnoy, this covers record that we did, and lots of exciting stuff, Jackie. It's really cool.
Phil Demmel with us on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. Still to come, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, music from Iron Maiden. Phil's going to be picking music. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie, guitarist Phil Demmel on the show with us tonight. And let's talk about this record. You, Bobby Blitz, Mike Portnoy, and Mike Mangi are releasing an album that covers 70s bands, right?
Yeah, all 70s, all American. So it's called American Made, and there will be We spoke a little bit about it, but there'll be a release of when it's coming out. And me, Portnoy, Bobby Blitz, Mark Mangi got together out at Portnoy's house on the East Coast, flew out there for the day. We had, each of us had picked two songs that we wanted to do, and then we had two kind of a wild card songs that we did, and we had a couple of weeks to kind of learn them, and then we went and just had a couple of beers and played some covers at Portnoy's house. He got his tracks done. I came home and tracked rhythms in a day and solos in a day and sent them over to Blitz, and Blitz and Mark put their parts down. It came out really cool. I wouldn't say that we thrashed them out, but we definitely beefed them up and you know, injected them with some their metal injected for sure. 10 songs from Ted Nugent, Aerosmith, ZZ Top, Skinner, Bloister Colt, James Gang, Mountain, Cactus, Van Halen. Did I say Aerosmith? Aerosmith. So all these classic tunes with these souped up modern day technology sounds.
Phil Demmel with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also new music from Kirk Winstein. We'll hear from Iron Maiden. More with Phil. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie. Guitarist Phil Demmel is my guest on the show this week. And Sean Killian approached you about starting up Violence again. What's most fulfilling about being able to revisit that music with the same people you played it with as a teenager?
It's kind of crazy, you know. The most fulfilling thing, I think that it's still, I wouldn't say relevant, but it's still important to a lot of people to hear these songs and to see us playing these songs. And there's songs that I wrote in the mid-80s, you know, in high school, that are still being, you know, screamed for and still playing and still getting messed up by certain numbers of bands after 30, 35 years, whatever. I just think that it's still so important to some people that we're with the day and age with the internet and people getting this widespread access to the band where they didn't before. You know, nobody outside of the Bay Area really cared about us back in the 80s.
Phil Demmel with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock. For the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, we'll also check out a new tune from Kirk Winstein's solo record and more with Phil Demmel. It's Full Metal Jackie, guitarist Phil Demmel on the show with us this week. And Phil, you spent many years playing with Rob Flynn, both in Machine Head and, of course, Violence. What stands out most to you about the music that you made together?
Oh, what stands out the most? He was in Violence for about 4 years, I want to say. For about maybe 4 years. And I spent 16 years in Machine Head. So quite a disparity in that sense. So I think that most of our writing together became in the middle part of Machine Head, so Blackening, Locust. I think that there was a point when we were just really on fire and really accepting of each other in a sense of material and writing-wise, and where we really knew what the other person was, what harmony they were going to hit, or, you know, there was just a real, real gelling in that sense, and really super creative. There's so many different things that we came up that I'm super proud of, and yeah, that's about all I want to say about that.
Phil Demmel on the show with us tonight, and what could you say, like, what, where should fans go to find out about, you know, what's coming up and how to find out about everything, you know, that you've been talking about here?
Well, there's a Echoes of Reckoning Facebook page. There, we're on Echoes of Reckoning's on the Spotify, on Apple, my Instagram, just at Phil Demmel. All the updates are coming up like that. Probably the Facebook page for Echoes of Reckoning is going to be most of that. I've got a YouTube channel, Phil Demmel YouTube channel, that all that's going to be coming up. So lots of exciting news. This release with the BPMD, which is the covers record, is happening. Violence is, we're going to record a 5-song EP, hopefully have it out this year. Doing lots of festivals and doing lots of shows across America with Violence. So, yeah, something super exciting. Man, I keep saying exciting. It's because it's exciting, Jackie. I can't
it sounds exciting.
Exciting. Things are good. Just writing music. You know, me and my wife are going to write some tunes. And I've got some other tunes that I've sent out to some, you know, pretty popular vocalists that they're going to sing on top of, too. So there's going to be trickling of music coming out, you know, pretty much as soon as I mean, I'm on no label schedule here. I'll just, like, if a song's done that, you know, I'm just going to throw it up. And I go on my Instagram Live quite a bit, too, even when I'm just writing and just like, okay, here, let's just put a click down and just start writing some riffs. So it's a lot of stuff coming out.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for, like listening to the tune and playing the tune. And, you know, thanks for listening and digging it.
Of course. I'm excited for you and your excitement and for all things to come. So good luck, and I hope to see you again soon.
Absolutely. Good stuff. I'll let you know when we're coming through town.
Awesome. Stick around because we've got more metal on the way.